It is Classic Hits, KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. Time for our community connection. I've got Becca Schrupp, our county administrator, right?
City
administrator, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So, get that mic a little bit closer to you, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yep, that sounds good. Okay, and then we have also, we've got a junior council member, kind of job shadowing, Abby, right?
Yep.
All right, cool, very cool. Nice to have both of you in today. So, Becca, I know we had a council meeting, so what happened?
Yeah, so we had our council meeting yesterday. It was at the high school in the morning, so nice for the students to get a chance to listen and see how our council works. Lots of business on our agenda. We had 7 different resolutions, so a lot of different business taking place. So the first resolution, declared the official intent to reimburse certain expenditures for the proceeds of bonds to be issued to the city. So we are working on a liquor store building project. So with that, we intend to take out a bond to pay back with our liquor store revenue. So with that, anything our finance group had advised us to do this. So if we expend anything out before those bond proceeds came in, that we were able to reimburse ourselves for those once that comes in. So that was taken care of. And then we had a couple resolutions to remove some hazardous conditions. So at 107 West 7th and 107 West 9th. So those started the process. So those buildings and structures at those places are able to get cleaned up. So one of them they gave 60 days for because it was a house fire. The other was a garage fire. They gave 30 days to clean up. So this just kind of starts the process. If things don't happen within those time frames, then there's extra steps that need to be taken. But this is the first to get those properties cleaned back up.
Okay.
We had some agreements for the airport. So our airport's changed engineering hands. So we had a professional service agreement for the airport, along with ordering improvement and preparation of plans for our airport terminal building. So we've done a lot of work on runways and taxiways and all that good fun stuff at the airport. And now looking forward at kind of next projects, we are looking at our airport terminal building. So the way the FAA works, if you fix anything in there, your 40-year time limit starts over and you can't use any federal funds to fix some of the buildings. So we had talked about last year at just fixing some roof and siding, windows, HVAC stuff. And as we talked to the FAA kind of about just fixing some of the minor stuff, that's what we found out. So instead of fixing an old building, the thought is to use federal dollars and state dollars to tear down and build brand new.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, so they approved that. We've been working on a few policies at the city. So we approved a credit card use policy, a purchasing policy, and then adopted some rules and procedures for appeals and other hearings. So per the charter, someone can appeal an administrative decision. And with that, the council needs to have procedures and rules in place. So they put those in place, which will be effective 30 days from yesterday. So